Chapter in Mishnah 1, what this chapter is going to go into now is the imparting of flavor in a mixture from truma to non-truma foods. So the first example is batzal shenasano b'soich adashim. If you have an onion, which is the truma, and it's put into lentils, which are chulin, which are normal food, does the flavor impart from the onion into the normal food, into the lentils? And then it will be forbidden. You won't be able to eat the lentils. Im Shalem says the Mishnah, if the onion is whole, mutar, it is permitted. Doesn't impart taste. The whole onion doesn't impart taste to the lentils. Im Chizchai, but if it's cut up, the onion, then benois and tam, then it will impart its flavor into the food, into the lentils, and then the whole thing will become forbidden to non-priests. Because even though, you know, we have this principle that even the taste of something is like the thing itself, and therefore the lentils will be forbidden to non-priests. Ushar kol atav shil, any other food, bain shalom bain mechutach, whether it is whole or cut up, but nice and tam, if it imparts its flavor, if there's enough of it to impart flavor, the truma into the chulin, into the normal food, then it will be forbidden to non-priests. Rabbi Yehuda matir b'tzachana. Rabbi Yehuda permits it, a case of pickled fish, a different scenario, that there was this pickled fish that was very kind of bitter. So what they would do is to put an onion in it to absorb the taste from the fish into the onion and kind of take away some of the bitterness. In this case, she'eino el little es hazahama, the fish, the onion put into the fish is only used to remove the bad kind of taste of the fish, without affecting the flavor of the fish. So it brings that, in this case, Rabbi Yehuda would permit you to put that onion, if it was truma, into fish, which is pickled fish, which is chulin. But it brings over on the end in the carta that the locha doesn't follow Rabbi Yehuda in this case. If you put the onion in there, the fish would also become forbidden to non-kohanim.